Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment in Washing for Bread. A common question that comes up in the context of these halachos is, how much bread do I have to wash for? So let's just set the, no pun intended, let's just set the table a little bit. In terms of the bracha of hamotzi, if I eat bread, I would make hamotzi no matter how small the amount. One statement. In terms of benching, I don't have a mitzvah to bench unless I ate a kazayas of bread. Kazayas, it's a little bit hard to get these measurements. Let's just say kazayas is half an average slice of rye bread. Okay. There's one more halacha that is only relevant in the Tilas Yadayim, which is in the halachos of Tumah and Tahara, of purity and impurity. Food is only eligible to become impure if there's a kebetza of it. A kazayas is the size of an olive by measured by volume. Kebetza is the size of an egg measured by volume if there's a kebetza of it in one place. So kebetza, by the way, is about double a kazayas. So if a kazayas is, let's say, half a slice of rye bread, kebetza is a full slice of rye bread. So here's the question. I know that vis-a-vis benching, it's only considered eating once I have a kazayas. But we learned yesterday that one of the reasons for washing is because of the whole Tumah and Tahara, the ritual purity issue. And vis-a-vis ritual purity, that discussion only kicks in if I have a kebetza of truma in front of me or of bread in front of me. So there's a famous question. Let's say I'm eating less than a kebetza of bread. What's the halacha? So there's a school of thought that says, no, this is all about purity. If it's less than a kebetza, it's not an issue. There's no concept of washing. Then there's a school of thought that says, listen, the Rabbanon came along and they said, if you're going to eat bread, you need to wash. And let's say that the type of bread they're talking about is an amount that's considered a significant amount to eat. What's considered a significant amount to eat? A kazayas. Because if I have a kazayas the size of an olive, I would bench on it. So it's true that the rationale for washing has to do with impurity, but the rabbis didn't give a whole shear on impurity before they said washing. They said if you're eating bread, you wash. So maybe the amount they're talking about is a kazayas. So the common practice, if one is having less than a kebetza of bread, is to wash but not to make a bracha on Tilas Yadayim. I'm certainly not doing anything wrong by washing my hands. Worst comes to worst, I'm doing something I'm not obligated to do. The only potential thing I could be doing wrong is saying a bracha in vain, saying a bracha that doesn't need to be said. So therefore, I'll play it safe on both sides. I'll wash, but I'll refrain from making a bracha. Now that's all if a person is having less than a kebetza, but at least a kazayas. Let's say a person is having less than a kazayas of bread. So if you've been listening to this discussion, the logical conclusion would be to say, if it's less than a kazayas, you don't have to wash at all, because that's not even enough to bench on, right? If you just have a bite of a piece of bread, you don't have to bench for that, so why should I have to wash for that? Even so, it seems the common practice is to wash without a bracha. Now, this whole discussion might be surprising to some people, that we're saying that if a person is going to eat less than a kebetza of bread, they wouldn't make a bracha on Tilas Yadayim. The Mishnah Brura adds one point to this, which is, if a person is going to hold bread of a size of a kebetza or more, probably the easiest example is a person is going to make hamotzi on a bagel or on a roll. And that thing in front of them, it definitely has at least a kebetza. They're not going to eat the full kebetza, let's say, but when they come to sit down at the table, they're going to be holding something at the beginning that is a kebetza. The Mishnah Brura brings down that it makes sense that for such an amount of bread, even if it's less than a kebetza, you should make a bracha on it. Why? Because the whole idea is ritual impurity. So let's say that bagel was a truma bagel and the Kohen's hands were impure. When he picks up that bagel that's a kebetza, he's made the truma bagel impure. It doesn't matter how much of it he's going to eat. So therefore, if the amount that a person is taking from is an actual kebetza of food, of bread, it would make sense that they would make a bracha. But if the person isn't holding a kebetza when they come to eat the bread, and the amount that they're going to eat is less than a kebetza, the standard practice seems to be a person would wash and not make a bracha of netilas yadayim. And that would be the practice, even if a person is having a very small amount of bread, the same way that either way a person would make hamotzi, a person would wash his hands and just would refrain from the bracha of netilas yadayim. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.